In the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, the Chicago Blackhawks and the Boston Bruins went into overtime three times en route to splitting the first four games. The teams have shown some serious sports symmetry, but as Only You Game's Doug Tribou reports, they take very different approaches to the national anthem.
Before Blackhawks games at United Center in Chicago, Jim Cornelissen delivers the national anthem. It's a good thing the soloist has a booming operatic voice because he's competing with about 20,000 fans who are already roaring before his first note and don't stop until he's done. This is how it sounds to people preparing to watch a game on TV. In person, it's a different experience. A Blackhawks fan recorded that before Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals and later posted the video on the website ChicagoNow.com.
It's electric. It's awesome.
Highland Park, Illinois resident Steve Lewis traveled to Boston for Game 4 on Wednesday at TD Garden. For Lewis, nothing tops the pregame experience at United Center.
The game starts when the anthem starts. It doesn't start at the drop of the puck.
Blackhawks fans first started cheering through the whole anthem sometime in the 1980s, but the tradition was cemented at the 1991 NHL All-Star Game at the Hawks' old home, Chicago Stadium. The first Gulf War had just begun, and the crowd provided a patriotic cacophony behind then-soloist Wayne Messmer's performance. Today at each game, the team celebrates a few military service members and veterans who stand with Cornelissen on the ice as he sings.
We honor them, I think, better than anyone else.
Chicago fan Wendy Miller lives in Lombard, Illinois.
And some people say that they think it's disrespectful, but they haven't been there. They haven't seen it or heard it. The roar that's through that crowd is unbelievable.
Bill Bolter disagrees.
No, you got to honor the song. You can do all you yell once the song is over. I mean, that's the whole point of it. Honor the song, honor our country, and then do your yelling after the song is over.
But Bolter is a Bruins fan, and Boston has its own national anthem tradition. His name is Rene Rancourt. The 73-year-old has been delivering the Star-Spangled Banner before Bruins games since 1976. Bolter wouldn't change a note.
I think he keeps it simple, puts a lot of emotion in it. He's an icon in Boston. You couldn't tell whether he was a regular season or a Stanley Cup final. He still sings it the same way. He puts his heart into it. He sings it the way it's supposed to be sung.
You see by the dawn's early light.
Rancourt even has fans who are more familiar with O Canada.
Look, we're 100% Canadians, but there's something with that song.
Daniel Devine is a Bruins fan and lives in Halifax, Nova Scotia. He says Rancourt's performances are special to him.
You know, when you hear about stars bursting and, you know, what they sing about, yeah, I couldn't sing this song to you, but every time I hear it, definitely it brings a little bit of emotion to my heart.
Rancourt's uniform is a classic black tuxedo, but he adds one flourish to his otherwise traditional approach, a fist pump at the end. Devine and other Bruins fans have come to see multiple pumps as a good omen.
How many is he going to do tonight? How many is he going to do tonight? And when he does two or three, it just drives us nuts.
On the night of April 15th, the Blackhawks had a home game. The Boston Marathon bombings had happened that afternoon. The team held a moment of silence at United Center. Then the fans were especially loud as Jim Cornelissen sang. Two nights later, the Bruins played the first major sporting event in Boston after the attack. Rene Rancourt quickly turned his duties over to the crowd.
What's so proud?
The presentations are different, but the sentiments are quite the same. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.